myself. Did.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Tuned in to the Pop Drone Show, broadcasting live from CITR headquarters every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 11:30. I'm your host, Mark James Richardson. We've got a schwackload of new stuff, at least new to my ears, and hopefully new to most of yours. We've got that amazing Silt Breeze compilation. I managed to get my hands on one of those, featuring a new one by Dan Melcher and a whole bunch of other stuff. We'll get to that later. And one of my favorite records so far in the last couple weeks that I've discovered, the new Mir Kaz, released by Tic Tac Totally. And we've got a lot more stuff coming up. That last track there was actually a demo sent my way by Mr. Sean Orr, a local legend, Beyond Robson mouthpiece, and he's also been in a few other bands of as of late, including Kidnapping and local band Taxes, who actually just apparently reformed, and I'm glad to hear that. They were quite easily one of my favorite bands going in the city, and it was a sad day when they were not playing shows anymore, but it looks like Sean Orr's got that going, and this new project called Tassels. Hopefully someone here will put something out for him. I'd love to see a tape or a CDR or something physical. I can only play so many MP3s here. Keeping things local now, we've got a brand new one by Indian Wars, taken from their new 7-inch on Belgium's Bachelor Records. So this is Indian Wars.
Yeah.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. You're moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
All right, let's go to the bank.
I wouldn't worry about that, folks. We are we're not quite that tough or vicious. Though those last few bands definitely were, last two tracks there taken from a Gigi Allen four-way split tribute. And it was the Pharaohs doing Automatic and Male Bonding, which is the last one you heard there doing You Hate Me and I Hate You. All four of those bands on the tribute are actually from the UK. We're going to play The Flip next week. And we've got The Pens on the other side, one of my favorite bands from last year. Hopefully we can get some new material from them in the year 2010. Last one before those two was The Intelligence, the brand new 7-inch split with Unnatural Helpers taken from a Seattle label, A Dirty Knobby. Intelligence had a pretty busy year last year, including two full-length LPs, a handful of 7-inches, and that amazing track on The World is Lousy, Volume 8. And starting things off there was Indian Wars with Carol Ann, taken from their Bachelor Records 7-inch. Those interested in one of the better garage rock bands in the scene in Vancouver right now have the opportunity to check them out tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret for the Rock and Roll Pizza Party. I think it's like $6 or $7 gets you in the door, and you get to see a couple bands, and there's pizza. That's right, Rock and Roll Pizza Party. I swear they're not even paying me to mention this, but how can you say no to that? There's also two bands coming down from, I believe, Calgary, Alberta, the Myelene Sheaths and Moby Dicks, who I don't think either of them have played here yet, but both have some 7-inches out. I think the Myelene Sheaths is on Hozak. I think Moby Dicks is on the same one as well. Either way, there'll be plenty of merch there tonight, and that should be pretty good. Right now, we're going to flip things over to the United States and focus on Silt Breeze. The label had a banner year in 2009, and we hope it keeps continuing. One of the last releases at the end of the year was a compilation of some various bands who have appeared on Silt Breeze or are actually from Philadelphia, which is the hometown of that label. This is actually a very limited compilation. I think it might be all spoken for, 300 copies on a 10-inch. And we've got some Dan Melcher, the Tommy J Band, and Chickens coming up here for you. And we're going to play the whole side. We got the other side coming up next week, which has got an exclusive track by Philadelphia's Kurt Vile. But right now we've got the Chickens with Chicken Den.
Yeah. Sometimes you wanna run away. I think I'm beginning to lose my compulsion to follow rules. I see the same faces, the same mouth saying the same words. And if I've heard what you've gotta say once, then I've heard it a thousand times. If I've heard what you've gotta say once, then I've heard it a thousand times. We'll be right back.
It has some merit. He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. The last three tracks were taken from a Silt Breeze compilation released just at the tail end of 2009 to a mere 300 copies, sold out pretty much right away, sadly. But I highly recommend trying to find that on the internet for a download. I'm sure it's floating out there somewhere. The last track was Puffy Areolas from Cleveland, Ohio, who actually have a long-awaited LP debut on Silt Breeze coming out. Actually, probably in the next couple weeks, you'll be hearing more about that later. Before that was Dan Melcher with A Thousand Times, and The Chickens with Chicken Den, which is actually a FNU Ronnie's offshoot. And glad to hear more from that. From that camp, based out of Philadelphia, in the United States. Up next, we've got this just came in the mail to me a few days back, and it came out early in the year 2009 on Gulcher Records, released on CD, so somewhat ignored by me until it was just recently reissued on vinyl by the lovely Tic Tac Totally. This is Amir Kaz from Portland, Oregon. And this is it didn't really get much praise when it got released on CD. It was sort of overlooked, as things tend to be in the CD age. But since it's been released on vinyl, it's been getting heavy play on some of the other amazing radio shows that I tune into down there in the States. So I was lucky to grab a copy of that, and I've been jamming it incessantly since I got it. We'll be playing plenty of these tracks coming up in the next couple shows, but this is probably the best one that I've pulled out so far. Meerkaz actually features one of my favorite bands from Portland as well, Meth Teeth. Their guitarist Kyle, won't even try to pronounce his last name. So yeah, so somewhat of a Portland supergroup here. So this is Meerkaz with Unlust on the Pop Drones show.
Yeah.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinematheque, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
You're back with Pop Drones. I am your host, Mr. Mark James Richardson. It's 10:45 a.m. Getting into the noisier stuff there. That last track was No Balls with Come Clean, taken from their LP On Release the Bats, also entitled Come Clean. No Balls is actually two members of Brain Bombs from Sweden there. So that seems to be the new project. Brain Bombs have been a little quiet in the last year or two, but there was a No Balls LP that just came out, and then that 7-inch that I played a few times back a couple months ago. Just ahead of that was another duo, this time from the UK. That was Shit and Shine with Have You Really Thought About Your Presentation. That was the name of the song. And the name of the LP is a little even odder, 229-2299, Girls Against Shit. You can't take any points off for originality on those guys. Before that, we had Mir Kaz from Portland, Oregon with Unlust, taken from his self-titled LP on the Tic Tac Totally label, originally released on Gulcher Records on that inferior CD format. Good to see it on vinyl. You can probably might be a tough one to find in town. Try and find it online, folks. That Mir Kaz record, if I had heard it in time, it definitely would have made my list there. And actually, I forgot to mention that, but in between Shit and Shine and No Balls, there was a new track there from the A-Frames, Climax Golden Twins, simply known as AFCGT. It's two groups from Seattle teaming up to make one hell of a blackened and psychedelic mess. That's from their upcoming LP that will be released on Sub Pop, probably in the next couple weeks, I believe, sometime in February, maybe late January. Anyways, keep an eye out for that. Sub Pop seems to be learning from maybe past mistakes. They will not be releasing this one on CD. This is vinyl and a download only. And kudos to Sub Pop for doing that. We're going to mellow things out a little bit here. From 103 Point Never. I'm not actually even sure if that's how it's pronounced. Anyways, it's one man synth guru, Daniel Lopatin from Brooklyn, New York. He's also one half of synth duo Infinity Window. He had a pretty good year last year, incredibly prolific, releasing, I believe it was three LPs altogether. And there was a two-disc compilation of all three of those albums released, I believe, on the No Fun Productions record label based out of New York. And it made it to number two in the UK's Wire Magazine Best of 2009 list. So congratulations to Daniel Lopatin of 103 Point Never for making the big splash that he has. This is taken from his No Fun LP released just recently. The album's called Russian Mind, and you're hearing it here on Pop Drone CITR 101.9. Thank you.
ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9 every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. to 11:30. Getting close to wrapping things up here. Last track there was taken from the Afternoon Penis split LP with Eskimo King. Both of those artists, Eskimo King and the delightfully named Afternoon Penis, are both the members of duo Mouthis. Let's see here, Brian Sullivan is the Eskimo King, and Nate Nelson is Afternoon Penis. And that was the side that we heard. We'll probably play the flip next week. That was recently released on Abandon Ship Records, who make the big leap into vinyl after about 2 years worth of releasing some mighty fine tapes, CDRs, and 3-inch CDRs. Just before that was 103 Point Never with Russian Mind, taken from the Russian Mind LP, released on No Fun Productions. Right now, we're going to play some Banana Head. This is actually Zully Adler from Goatee Tapes, who put this tape out on his own label, of course. And this is after releasing about 20-odd tapes, he's finally releasing some of his own stuff. Quite delightful, lo-fi, bedroom, noisy kind of stuff there. And we're going to end things off with a brand new one from Seattle's noisiest, Blue Sabbath, Black Cheer, and their collaboration with the Nihilist Assault Group. That's released on their own Gnarled Forest label. And then up next, I'm sure we'll have some more noisy stuff with Luke Meat and his fine show. And that's going to be it for us this week. Right now, we've got Banana Head, and we'll see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m.
Thank you. I can tell you already, Canada is ready for the spotlight, for their shining moment.
There's a moment in time coming for Canada, and we're all going to be part of it, and it's not going to be something that we so much watch, but we own it. It's ours. But we own it. It's ours. It's ours. It's ours. It's ours.
John Furlong promised that the Olympics would be ours. But time and time again, we've seen that the Games have only taken the city away from us, displacing the homeless, criminalizing poverty, causing vast environmental degradation, and exchanging our civil liberties for the corporate spectacle. See the Olympics in a whole new light at the Rethinking the Olympics conference, organized by the UBC Social Justice Center and held in the Sub, January 26th to 28th. Learn more at panels on Rethinking the Olympics, on the impact on housing, and on the student and activism. Dive in with an interactive workshop on art and activism, a workshop from Food Not Bombs Vancouver, and a Know Your Rights workshop from the BC Civil Liberties Association. Check out The Coca-Cola Case, a film spotlighting the labor policies of the Olympic sponsor, and celebrate with drinks and music at the Grad Student Center Penthouse. Go to www.resistubc.com for more information, or search Rethinking the Olympics Conference under Facebook Events. And keep your eyes open for events on campus January 26th to 28th.
What do you like?
I love pickles.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning. A little bit of a late start, but no big deal. 11:33 a.m. This show is a noise. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Meat reporting here. Coming up in the next hour and a half, whole bunch of whackloads of stuff. Lots of noise. Some psych. We've got some Captain Beefheart outtakes that we're going to tell you why we're playing them. It's for a really good cause, and keep your ears open for that. We're going to start off with some authentic reissued krautrock here in the form of Flo de Cologne. They were formed in 1966 as a political and anarchic collective of students from the University of Cologne, Germany. The musical act was originally a protest against the Vietnam War, and the famous and controversial Rolf Ulrich Kaiser published the following albums, all under the Ur Records label, and we're going to hear their most essential one, if you ask me, Fleischband Babies Beat Show. Stay tuned.